Restoring My Soul, Monday the 22nd of December. Journeying with Christ. When Jesus says to us, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me," he is inviting us to join his offering and suffering journey. Each wounding event in the course of his journey was a travail involving death, burial, and resurrection. Through this travail, Christ died to sin as he laid down his life for us and fulfilled the works of obedience that belong to our sonship. Significantly, Christ was being restored at the end of each wound in preparation for the lesson and the multiplication of life that belonged to the next wound. When Christ calls us to be yoked to him, we are being delivered to a choice. This is the choice: do you want to be a son? The Holy Spirit who dwells with us brings this conviction to us. The response of those who are poor in spirit is, "Lord, I believe, help my unbelief." This is the expression of a person who wants to be a son, but recognizes their inadequacy for this calling. In response to this request for help, the Spirit, who is our helper, enables us to confess, "Abba Father, you are my Father." That is, we confess that we have a name and that we have works to do in the fellowship of Christ's offering and sufferings as a member of his body. We understand this because the Spirit who is in us bears witness with our spirit that we are a son of God. As a son, we are an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ. We receive this inheritance as we are glorified with him, as long as we suffer with him in the fellowship of his travail. By the Spirit, we come boldly to the throne of grace, where we obtain mercy and grace to bind or yoke us to Christ. We also receive the capacity of eternal spirit from the Holy Spirit to participate in the travail of Christ. The references used in today's devotions are Matthew chapter 11, verse 29, Romans chapter 6, verse 10, Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, John chapter 14, verses 16 to 18, John chapter 16, verse 8, Mark chapter 9, verse 24, Romans chapter 8, verses 15 to 17, and Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. For further study, Romans chapter 8.